to the Sonic VIP Experience.
Hey, you guys! We're back! Start the series as you need to go on with that level of enthusiasm! It's me, RGNG UK, webmaster, Sonic Rex, Sega Europe Online Community Manager, and my wife, who's here as well.
I was about to say, you weren't going to list all of your titles.
All my titles, yes. Along with Bastard and, Should Be Fired and all of that one. Anyway, we're back. It's Season 5 of Radio X. Can you believe it's Season 5? I've been doing this thing for four entire seasons, so 4 years. 5 years, roughly. Yes. Maths is win. You call it magic numbers.
No math. Just one math.
Mathematics. Anyway, we're going. We're diverging already, and we're only about, I don't know, 30 seconds into the series, and we're already somewhere else entirely. Yeah, we're back. We're back not only on Sega Sonic Radio, where we have, that's been our home for a couple of seasons now. Yeah, I think it's been 2 seasons. We stormed in there to plug gaps and do things. Oops. There we go. Apparently music's too loud. There we go. That should be a bit better.
I'm so small.
You're so small.
For once, no one can hear me.
You're too small. Yeah. Anyway, so we're back. New series, talking about all sorts of things. I know what I forgot to do now. I forgot to choose the competition winners for the competitions that I meant to do. Good job.
And now you just
I blame Blake.
What, for not writing your review?
I just blame Blake. I think it's a really good idea. You have staff, you delegate the fault to staff.
Yes. Good.
But yeah, so we're back, new stuff. But we're also on Radio Sega. So if you are having trouble with the Sega Sonic Radio feeds, try out the Radio Sega one. It's slightly higher quality, I've been told it's a bit difficult to listen to the pair of them when you're broadcasting on both of them.
But it is interesting to listen in reverb.
Yeah, reverb or something like that. But those options are available to you. But yeah, first time that there is a show broadcasting on Sega Sonic Radio and Radio Sega at the same time. Simulcast. Simultaneous casting. It's the way of the future. And by way of the future, I mean not. Or at least way of the future of this show. Hopefully. Anyway, as if to overcomplicate matters.
I am on the second chair.
Oh, Earthbart's saying that Becky needs to get closer.
Do I need to eat the mic? Am I not too American now? Am I actually quiet?
She's quieting down over the last 4 months. Because I know we've been away for about 4 months. We have been away for about 4 months, more or less. Because last show, season 4, was, deep into December time. We meant to come back in March, and we didn't, because we were hanging around waiting for the X Factor results to come in. The X Factor!
Did you ever get them?
Yeah, that's the problem. If you're not familiar with the X Factor, it's a little karaoke competition we do at the end of every Radio Redux series in December. And we normally start the show... first show of the next series with the results, and you get the community involved, and they sing, and they dance. You'd like to think that they would.
come on, you know.
In fact, actually, if you can listen in the background rather nicely, Sam, which I'm now using, has chosen Raboshi's Believe in My Boobs to play, which is actually a Rex Factor song. But, you know, this is, well, it's Raboshi doing the hobo. So, unsurprisingly, people are probably wondering what the hell's going on at the moment. We'll get rid of that. There you go, get some dreams on this step. But unfortunately, we've only got half the marks back. We got our marks from our judge, Fart, and we got our marks from our judge, T-Bird. But we have not got our marks back from Demix from Sonic Style. And we don't have the All-Star marks back, which are the... there's the all-comers, which is just general, and then there's All-Stars, which are people you would be familiar with by name. Or people who have won ones previously. Or are such ridiculously talented that putting them in the all-comers would be completely pointless because they're just white floor and that sort of thing. But we didn't have any back from our... We didn't have any stuff back from our fourth judge, Mr. Bentley Jones, Esquire. You've been kind of busy at the moment, haven't you?
Hey, this is Bentley Jones, and you're listening to Archangel UK here on Radio Redux.
He's too busy doing these for us. But regardless of that...
Yes, you can see he's already got a little button set up on the side because he's got all this new technology.
I have buttons. Buttons are good.
And he's playing the music.
Buttons are good.
So hopefully,
I can do all sorts of things on there.
Hopefully, in the future, you know, we'll
it's great.
Continue to evolve the show, so maybe it can be slightly ever so entertaining. Just in case you want to cram that many more sound effects in between words.
Sound effects equals listeners.
Apparently.
Basically. It's a pity, actually. You guys worked around when we were doing the test show the other night when we were talking about prawns and. Arguing about prawns, and there was all sorts of other things going on that didn't make any real sense. But the four Radio Sega guys who were listening in, just checking it was going right, they just had it on constantly for this entire hour. We were just bickering and doing all sorts of things we normally do. One of the things that we do normally do is a little listener rundown, or is it a run-up? This is going to be hard now because we're doing the Sega Sonic Radio and Radio Sega.
We've got too many to deal with.
We've got to do two IRC chat rooms. So I think in honour of the fact that we're now on Radio Sega, we'll do Radio Sega first. Is that okay? Right.
Or should you do one? I'll do one.
Okay, we'll do the Radio Sega IRC chat. Hang on. There we go.
There's two.
Come in.
Okay,
so it's bottom to top as we normally do it.
Radio Sega. We have a Sega Mark, which I hopefully marked there. Hi, Mark. Trigon, Fast Feet, Resident SD, _ Spondy.
Spondy's moved.
What did he do?
Spondy's normally on the other one.
Well, then he likes quality. That's fine. D'Artagnan, Ain Eagle V.
Ain Eagle Banto.
See, you know this. Mm-hmm. Forever Sonic, I'm assuming. You've got it shrunk down. Why do you have it shrunk? It can't expand, maybe. That's okay.
There we go.
Billy Goose. Forever Sonic. How do you say that?
Gerbil Bay.
Gonic. Hedgy Lightning. Lars. Mena.
Mina.
Season. Shadid and Darkwind. Shadow Fox 04, SJSSF.
SJSSF, go!
And Sonic _ Stream!
Woot! Right.
There's alright.
Double chat of doom, okay. You did it top to bottom.
Yeah.
Insta fail?
Just because I don't hold to your goofy ass
tradition. You don't hold to my tradition.
I'm American. We don't have a tradition.
Resident SD says, AUK, you need to put the fail sound.
Don't. No.
Oh, I already did.
Find that file on every server, on everything, and delete it. So it never on the surface of light of day.
Oh dear.
You did. You went right up, and you came up, and you said, you did the first three songs wrong because you're supposed to do
you
it.
You did the wrong three songs. You did the intro. Oh, never mind that. That was the past. It's what we term in the business
to
screw the past.
Everything up that I touch, okay? That's how I do it.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going
to
go.
Anyway, we got some cool music coming up, which we'll have some more in a minute. However,
you didn't even do
it. No, I was all about to. In the
well, they can be in both chat rooms.
So yeah, all I'll do is I'll just
turn that down a bit. Down a bit. You blinded them.
Right. Okay. We have underscore Spondy.
Again.
Does he count as two?
No, because they
maybe Spondy's like twins.
I slap you. They can be in both chat rooms. They can only listen to one stream. Well, successfully.
Yeah. Can you just? I know you've only been knowing this show regularly for like a season. Can you go with the zany?
Maybe. If you actually let me in on it.
Yeah, SFX has been turned down, boys and girls. The Gaga DJ, which I think is like some kind of terrifying variation of the DJ.
Very possible. Or at least eccentrically dressed.
DC says both chat rooms are for both chat rooms is for witches, which considering he studied in creative writing is very bad grammar.
Yeah, that's a but DC is listening.
Yes, Yazari, Wide, Voltic Wind, Vija, Earthbot, who is cooking. For once, Vija doesn't seem to be cooking.
Oh.
Vija's normally cooking as well.
Somebody's cooking for him.
It's Radio to Cook Potatoes by Tweaker, Trigon, Trekkie, Tiki, Strongbad, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04 again. Shades, Ryunokage, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Noirmas, Prow, Margus, Garcam. Luxray, Kemichi Kolo.
They're trying to test
you now. Joe Forever, Hedgy Lightning again, Hagrid and Fang, Forever Sonic, Fly Fox, Fast Feet, Farmer, Anigovernator, Edward 850, Dimaco, DC, D'Artagnan, Sandros, Blueblood 95, Aquadan, AUK is an SSR at 7 PM. That's good to know, I suppose. MK B-Man, Rorai, and back once again, it is Chambot. Because Chambot is our most loyal listener. Every single show, Chambot's there. So am I. Cinder's supportive. Yes, Chambot. Big ups for Chambot. Anyway. Right. It's time for some music.
Is it?
Yes.
It really?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. It's time for musics.
Okay.
Music, Moonlight, and you.
Yeah.
No.
I'm out.
You're out.
You're on your own. Sorry.
That's lovely.
I know.
Here's Rhythm and Bounce for White Jungle. Honestly. I'm gonna go
latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
I knew there was something I needed to do with that jingle, and it was to add you on there.
Thank you for remembering. At least the thought that counts.
Anyway. The tracks you just listened to were Rhythm and Balance for White Jungle from Sonic Adventure 2. And then, of course, you had Twinkle Cart from Sonic Adventure. And then D-Cruise Sega Rally Trip Hop Mix, which is quite an interesting little number.
Sorry.
So, news time, because an awful lot of stuff's gone on since we've been away, really. There's been two games Racing Sonic that has actually come out, mm-hmm. which is Sonic Classic Collection. And I'm glad you're agreeing. Sonic Classic Collection, and also Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing. What do you mean blah? What do you mean blah? Where's blah come from?
There's also been the coaster and all the stuff with Sonic 4 going on.
We get into that.
I don't know. It's
just. Oh, we're gonna get to that.
Load of horse nil.
Yes.
Zeros,
yeah.
Yes.
That yeah. Comes. Who deals with all that stuff? Muggins here.
Muggins.
Me.
Okay.
Poor sod that I am. But let's talk about ASR first off, mm-hmm. because earlier, well, I suppose if you count Sunday as New Week, last week we had the Metal Sonic DLC go out, mm-hmm. which is Metal Sonic as a extra character,
yep.
on 360,
yep.
first of all, anyway, mm-hmm. and we also it came with Def Egg Hangar, also Def Egg Zone themed level,
yep.
Called Egg Hangar, which I've yet to play properly actually because I haven't got enough points yet, because I spent them all on robotic crabs. Everyone who's listening, if you've got a 360 and you've got for your avatar, if you do not buy a crab meat, I will know you did not, and I will find out where you live.
See, just honestly say you're the man behind the crab meat.
Well, the funny thing is, the funny thing is, well, most anything that was there. That was, not the obvious stuff, obviously. Not the branded stuff.
Mm-hmm, right.
Not the Sega brand stuff. With the exception of the Sega t-shirt, which I insisted went in. All the All Stars Racing branded stuff wasn't me, but I put down the list for all the stuff that, like the chicken hat. And also the Dr. Eggman glasses and the Beat glasses. Mm-hmm. Both of those glasses, by the way, are doing ridiculously well. Mm. Everyone loves the Dr. Eggman glasses. Who wouldn't? They do look absolutely cool. Mm. But yes, I am very fond of crab meat. I made crab meat happen. I insisted crab meat happened.
That's why you love him.
And that's why I love him so. It's like I just thought it'd be really nice to have a remote control Badnik. It's just a shame that it didn't do entirely 100% what I hoped it would do. I wanted him to actually attack your avatar. I wanted you to lose control of him, and then he attacked you. And then instead of doing the whole snap fingers and they disappear, you sort of snap and sort of wave around frantically and actually try and get him to go away. So instead of just sending him away because you're bored of it, you send him away because, oh my god, he's going to kill me. Obviously that sort of disappeared.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
It's a shame actually, because I mean there was it would have been funny, but yeah, if you're going to get a prop, basically, if you're going to get a remote control Sonic car or remote control Tails plane or an II remote control II, I don't quite know how II is like sold more at the moment than the crab meat, and it's a proper crab meat. I got them to change the model, I got them to change the model from the sumo model that was there to like alter it so it looks more like a traditional crab meat.
I'm just so upset. That's really
cool. But yeah, so we had so that joined the those ones I've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Grammy.
And also the Ryo Hazuki jacket and
you
things like that. I made sure the Ryo Hazuki jacket was in
which
there.
Everybody just went crazy.
It was like, what would you say? Can you think of some stuff? And I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer, surely. there was more Sonic stuff, incidentally. There was shoes and all sorts of thing, and gloves and bits and bobs.
But the
powers that be said no. Sorry.
Well, we tried.
I know that everyone just went, oh, I wish I'd done shoes. It's like, don't you think I would have put down shoes? I had that down. It was all good. It was all good. There's a couple other things that couldn't be done as well. Paying attention to Sonic Rex, we're actually told a lot of things actually. Yep. But
might as well.
I mean, we also had some things got changed a bit. I know the Amigo Sombrero, which is also doing very very popular, is not as wide as Amigos would be because of the bounding box on the avatar.
Yeah. Well,
so it's a bit sort of truncated. It's not as wide. It still looks really nice. We had one of the things that didn't make it was beat skates
because you couldn't put them through
because you can't raise the avatar in its little box.
Yep.
And you couldn't have them going sort of not raising the avatar and having them downwards because then that goes through like the floor. But it's a terrible shame because it was going to have the victory, the sort of traditional beat victory jig as your animation when you had him. You had those on. But yes, Metal Sonic DLC out now. Mm-hmm. Out now with obviously 5 new music tracks. Mm-hmm. It is worth more than the Ryo F. Therefore, it is priced more than the Ryo F. And that's the only comment I'm going to say on that. Because it was just yesterday, we're just like, oh, Ryo, oh, don't like the price.
It's a forklift!
Yes, I know.
You're
just not playing ASR. You need to get playing ASR more. Feel the love. Get off this Warcraft codswallop.
I have pretty much abandoned Warcraft for the most part, except for the odd raid night, to be honest. Unfortunately, I actually have to pick it back up to gather materials.
Hmm.
That's another story. Nobody cares about my
But we had, so that's come out. Classic Collection, of course, came out as well for the DS. So Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic & Knuckles. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and... Oh, sorry, Knuckles the Echidna and Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Knuckles the Echidna and Sonic 3. Those are the official titles. They are silly. They should be. Everyone calls it Sonic 2 and Knuckles and Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
They didn't put red and blue balls.
They didn't put blue sphere in there, no. I don't quite know why, actually.
That's alright, it's fine.
I just sort of go to them sort of afterwards, well, why isn't Blue Sphere in there? And they just sort of went...
You can play it in the damn game, shut up.
I think, actually, it's you can play it free on Play Sega, actually.
Well, it's either that or if you have, like, I think gems or something like that. One of the two, Mega Collection or gems, I forget which one it's on. It's...
But if you had a Play Sega, which is the sort of free-ish, because there are VIP-specific games...
Mm.
You can play various Sega games for free online via Sega. And I think Blue Sphere is one of them. I think Blue Sphere is on there now, anyway.
Mm.
I know Sonic 3 and Knuckles is either going on there or is on there at the moment. Mm. If it's not on there, it is due to go on there.
Okay. So is that everything you
want to do? No, because Spinball, of course.
Sonic
Spinball!
Right here, Reese.
Keep your arms and legs inside at all times!
Yeah! Yeah! I wonder where that sound effect came from.
Radio Redux.
Keep your eye out for Dr. Eggman now!
The voice actor for that.
Whoa! Whoa!
Not stoner at all.
Whoa! Man, this special zone, man. Whoa, it's like fish and birds.
Yeah. And the whole world keeps turning and it turns the other way, man.
These colors are too bright for me, man. Whoa. Sega, why were you smoking when you came up with this? Oh. Hey, there's like some massive gem in the center of this thing. Oh, wow. Stop, go. Whoa, make things turn the other way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No. But so, Sonic Spinball, everyone went, well, a vast majority of, well, about, I don't know, 15
people. You keep correcting yourself.
I do! I keep correcting myself.
We had a couple of SSMB people.
We had some people from Rex, we had some people from SSMB, we had Retro Down.
But Rex, you mean me and you?
No, Umi as well.
Umi was there, yeah, sure.
Umi was there as well.
I'm pretty daft.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of people, basically, yep. Down for the launch
there's
of the Sonic Spinball, right?
A bunch of YouTube vids, you could look.
Yeah, but so it was like the likes of Jocelyn and Flyboy and Earthart and VJ, obviously Emerald Coast as well. And we almost had Zone Zero there. We almost had Zone Zero there. Next time we will have Zone Zero.
Well, we just need to open another theme park that is willing to host.
Yeah.
Sonic World.
Sonic World! Hoo-ha!
Why not? I could totally do that.
Another in your own time.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, you all heard that. Echo's made a promise. She's going to make...
I'll draw you up the plans later.
She's going to make her own very special theme park just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how's the IRCs doing?
Yeah, I'm just checking in with the IRCs, actually.
Are they cursing at you yet? Are they telling you to play more music and that you're...
Yeah.
...so is lame and...
No, I'm not saying that. It's confusing with two chats, says Resident SD. Yeah, you're telling me. I'll go for some questions in a bit.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a neutral party IRC, so we have a division going on. An IRC war. It's great. I don't know. It's just two different group chats. I don't see why it's that confusing. It's just harder to follow when you're trying to do a show. So, any nuggets, tidbits? I mean, we've had all the hoo-ha with Sonic 4 and everything in between. Which SOJ has just recently, Sonic...
Earthfox says, buy more II.
Screw II.
Screw II!
He's kind of...
Screw II. Right in the eye. I say.
What's the point of a ball, anyway? I don't know. It's just... They've got the new site out... So that looks exceptionally spiffy.
What are we talking about now?
SOJ.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when you don't pay attention to what I'm saying, even though I'm talking to all these people.
Well, you just seem to be sort of going off. I thought you were still talking about
I'll just start talking about leaks and stuff, and it's going to be great, because he's not even paying attention.
Shush you.
I don't actually know anything, so it's great.
But
yeah,
I'm so pleased about those.
I could make it up, though. I could make it up. That'd be awesome. It's like, what should
I'm going to screw Krabby Pie. Buy crab meat. Damn you, buy crab meat.
Stop, get off your crab meat high or I'll kick you off. Honestly.
Oh, goodness me.
Well, just...
Earthfox now promoting another game series entirely, yeah, well.
Great, he's lost.
He's lost.
Passed away, the unbeliever.
Lost, we never found him. Never found him in the first place. He just sort of washed up on the shore somewhere.
Well, throw him back. Dear, oh dear. Anyway.
But yeah, Sonic 4. Not many people seem to have noticed this, but as we saw yesterday, SOJ, Sega Japan, is essentially... What?
I said this, but go on.
Yep.
No, you're elaborating on it. Go on.
Indeed. They gave... I'll just stop giving away my plot points. They have relaunched, I should say, their version of the Sonic 4 website, which I've got to say looks a bit better than the Western one, which is a shame. But no, it's really fancy, actually. If you go on it,
it's beyond fancy. It's freaking stinky.
Essentially, think that you're just going along. You can just scroll along.
It's a spoiler.
Vast arrays.
It's the first level, basically.
Vast arrays of Splash Hill.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Which is
absolutely
nothing like
beautiful.
Green Hill Zone at all. No, not at all. Not even associated remotely. What does Blake want?
What does Blake want?
I'm going to punt him.
Earthfart in a bottle.
He doesn't drink. Oh, no, he's doing in a bottle. He's fallen into one of his empty bottles of non-alcoholic rum.
Non-alcoholic rum. Yeah. That's just one of those things. Dear, dear.
Indeed. Right. Okay. What else has been going on? Actually, speaking of Sonic 4, I don't know. I'm not sure if anyone's, you know, I'm absolutely certain no one's seen or heard anything new about Sonic 4 for a while. But but
anyway.
No. Why? Sorry.
It's okay. You can imagine the emotion, as we just said.
You can imagine me going online of an evening and then going and finding...
Trying to have a nice...
Something's happened.
Easter holiday.
What's happened now?
An old...
What's happened now?
Oh, I won't call names.
What's gone now?
It's fine.
Something that's not been sort of really confirmed yet, I suppose. Yeah. There is no voice acting in Sonic 4. Yeah.
So you can't scream about that.
I spoke about this with Ruby the other day, and I did not even a woo-ha-ha from Eggman, and the answer's no, apparently. So
it's a lot more like the classics.
So I didn't know if anyone really knew that for definite, but there is no voice acting. Radio Redux exclusive. There's nobody, and there's certainly not that guy. Whoa! Can you imagine if we got that guy in to do Sonic 4? Every time. Every time you started up Sonic 4. Whoa!
Yeah, I think the rabid Sonic fan...
I'm like in a logo above some sea.
He might be upset about that.
The
rabid fan.
Wagging my finger.
So!
It's blurring.
So, anyway. What are you going to do now? Because we got like 10 minutes till we're...
No, we don't.
What?
No, we don't.
What's our runtime now?
Well, this is the thing with the run times. Mainly due to the fact that we might well end up starting on Radio Save before we start up on Sega Sonic Radio. It depends whether or not the Sonic Hour is there. Because do you honestly think the Sonic Hour is going to end on time?
Do you think it's going to even start half the time?
That's true. But I don't think we've got any... I'm not sure if we've got anyone following us on SSR or not. Mm-hmm. Perhaps somebody can confirm that to me. But I know we've got... there's a Fast Feet show on Radio Sega following up. At 9, I believe it is. Although I'm sure he will give me a little rundown of what's going to be happening tonight on Fast Feet's Phone Mix. Check that out after Radio Redux. Right, time for some more music, methinks. We're going to go on to the listener request for a little bit of Fred from Infield Online, which is the Sonic Rex forum.
What? Go back up. What's in Blake's thing? Oh, is that all of his...
Yeah, Blake's got some really weird signature on there now.
I'm a little confused. I might have to slap him.
Joiner Sonic fans wants Eliminator from Sonic Shuffle.
Do it.
I'm cool with that.
Sonic Shuffle's awesome. We still haven't played it. We have a Dreamcast in our house, and we still haven't played Sonic Shuffle. We need to.
I can't remember where I put it.
I know where it is. It's where all the other games are.
I picked up Sonic Shuffle a little while back. It made it quite small, actually.
Yeah. Well, also, we need to play a bunch of stuff, so don't we? We're also getting into the Phantasy Star. That's the new thing.
Yeah, I've been playing Phantasy Star Zero a lot.
More than me. He's a psycho. It's great. He just plays it on the train.
Apparently no one's after us on SSR either.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
When you do what you want.
The entire evening is mine. Sorry, ours. Sorry, mine.
Whatever.
Alright. So we're going to have Sonic Hedgehog Eliminator. Is it really necessary to close the curtains at this precise moment in time?
Just go. Honestly.
You mean honestly with me? You leaned over the mic and start messing about with curtains.
Yes, because it's a smelly mic. They're really going to smell my arms for that.
Yeah,
thanks.
Mm. Only you were thinking that in this room. I was more talking about like, the noise.
It wasn't that bad. They can barely hear me half the time. Alright, continue anyway. I'm
they
sure
probably
they
think
really,
it's half
really,
too much.
Really want to
I have no idea why you suddenly went on about armpits and things.
I said nothing about an armpit, I said arm, so meh. Now you're just putting images
in. And then we get, well, as we talk about ASR, well, the tracks from the pack. What is it? Nothing. Shut up!
Aw, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. Anyway, so we're going to have eliminate him from Sonic Shuffle, and then Never Let It Go for Death Egg from Sonic the Fighter, which is one of the tracks that you get on Egg Hangar. I was really pleased when that was announced.
Well,
I found out about that.
That was cool.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, we're back in a about 4 minutes or so, guys. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
I'm going to have loads of fun with this Sam program, aren't I?
Speeds by, miles, tails per hour. Too fast to ever be caught. Miles, tails per hour. Miles, he can really fly. Miles, he's got a wrench. Miles, he's got a massive wrench. Get out of his way. Look out when he swings through. Miles tails per hour. Don't doubt what he can do. Miles tails per hour. Miles, he can really fly. Miles, he's got an Uzi. Miles, he's gunning down the carol singers. He's attacking the Christmas tree. He's coming for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the musical stylings of Phil Vigors.
Feel the rush.
Radio Redux.
Let's pick up some speed.
Okay, yeah, by popular demand.
Yes.
Vigors entry from the Rex Factor for this year.
To be fair, he is in the All-Stars, but he did feel bad about it. We're not sure. We haven't gotten the rankings.
We had half of Never Let It Go for Def Egg, and then for some reason Sam decided it wanted to play Sonic You Can Do Anything.
We apologize.
So sorry about that.
We'll get the
getting used to this brand new program.
I blame your blender thingy, whatever the green and the blue hoopy things are for. The cutoff.
If you say so. I blame everything at the moment.
You'll figure.
It'll all be sorted. Anyway, it's that time of the show when we turn to the listeners to get some questions.
No, we don't. We turn.
What do you mean?
We go to the forums.
Are they not our listeners?
Well, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
But we get stuff from the forum.
Time for some Q&A UK. Q&A UK and EH. It used to be just Q&A UK, which is much simpler back in those days. Like I said, it used to be much simpler back in those days. Yes, Q&A UK, where we... Well, it's quite simple. It's Q&A, and then there's AUK involved. Do the math. You said Z! I'm so pleased! You're learning!
I'm saying it to make it happen. Everybody in the right world knows that it's a thing. Just to make it
How happen. Very self-righteous of the Americans to say that!
Just because it's to make you an
All-American. Alright. Okay. The question time! Question time. We already promised questions to Earth after this video.
Download this later, because we're awesome.
no, the first question is going to be asked if he's watching that.
That's the show, probably.
No!
No!
Okay.
I was saying.
You know, if it was an entire dinner service, it would be amazing. Too loud.
Still loud.
Still loud.
Screaming. Everybody's telling you. Yeah, I told you.
Right, okay. Hopefully that's sorted now. Why is that going on that, eh?
It's like a pissy old Godfather Vector.
Godfather Vector, yeah. Gangster Vector. So, you want to come to this town, eh? Take a slice of my pies, eh?
Yes, in case you didn't
know. Espio, rub this sucker out!
He's got plenty of voices, but let's not compare him to the wonderful Sophia, because she will trounce you. Dear, oh dear. Yes, you had to slip it in there.
Yeah, probably. I do like the idea of Vector sort of going to the dark side and becoming this terrifying mobster. Doing underground booze against Prohibition back in 1950 Chicago.
God.
Yeah.
And apparently,
Round Dragon now says this is Yoshi's War, which is a really unsuccessful crossover, I think. With a Saving Private Ryan.
Oh dear.
Or Foils War, the ITV drama Foils War, presented by Nintendo.
Oh dear. Well, anyway, we had some questions somewhere.
You got. Agent Yoshi, you have to you have to go and sort out the Nazis.
Sounds like an Uzi.
You always say that.
Exactly. Oh dear. Come on, you. Now even he's done with his bloody plate.
He's done with his plate, also.
So from Earthheart.
Earthheart. Question one from Earthheart. Name a game you think has shaped history.
Pong.
Pong. That's kind of obvious.
Pong.
Jumpman.
What the f is Jumpman?
Oh, well, I should say Donkey Kong original.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
That shaped everything.
That's what I thought. It started to change the platform.
Actually, I wouldn't even say Pong. I'd say maybe like Breakout.
Breakout?
Arkanoid, one of the two, which would you like to call it?
One of the older, very, very older games.
Mm. Something like that. Tetris as well. I'd say Tetris is probably the first
even
more than Pong. Probably Tetris was the first like mainstream household game that anyone was like willing to play and play addictively. In that anybody from any either gender or any generation could pick up Tetris and then find something there.
Yeah.
Pong was Pong.
Well, Pong was the beginning. Pong was the beginning.
I mean, if you say Pong was the beginning, the thing probably Pong, you could look at Pong and go, well, you know, it's a. Whereas Tetris was much more engaging.
I can agree that it was, like, you know, the next level, but definitely as far as, you know, the first, you know, fish out of the oceans of time would definitely be, you know, Pong, obviously. Mm. So. And of course, you have your own little Chenager.
We'll just have this all in the background as we talk about it. Anyway.
I'll turn it down.
Oh, yes. Well, no, it already is down.
Okay.
Just turn it down. I'll just spin tips in the background. But yeah, I always say that.
Well,
if we talk about something that was like, you know, a Sega game that shaped history, you can't really say anything really other than Sonic 1, really, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, that one got caught halfway. I excused myself. I was sneezing.
You weren't sneezing.
I
was the point.
Halfway.
You sort of did a snut.
Well, that's
or is it an ease?
Well, because if you saw the rest of it, you'd all be laughing right now because of how ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
continue. No first person shooter that shaped history.
Double
Goldeneye?
Yeah. biggest, probably worldwide.
I'm gonna say Rise of the Triad because nobody remembers it.
That wasn't the one where you shot tanks and everything. That might be great.
No. It was a weird one. Nobody played it. Honest to goodness.
See?
Earth remembers that one. But it was really cool because they had like some Easter eggs in there that obviously you didn't know about. But it looked at the system clock and checked whether or not it checked the date, and then there was like ones for Christmas and Halloween and things like that, and it changed the entire opening of the game for that.
Got Earth cool. Heart reminiscing. And he's crying too. That's
he's crying. I brought Earth Heart to. Where can I find it? He wants to play it now. Oh, I don't know. No one knows where you can play Rise of the Triad anymore.
It's
probably gonna up on Steam one of these days. But I got. I bought Tachyon the Fringe earlier. Rebought Tachyon the Fringe because I was fancy playing Tachyon the Fringe. I didn't have it anymore. It's all gone somewhere. I've already lost my entire livelihood and been sent out into the fringe. Nobody's played Tacky on the Fringe either. All my good games are games I like are games people did not play.
What did you get on stream today? Though?
That was it, Tacky on the Fringe.
Well, it sounded interesting, but the
Fringe, not Fridge.
Fringe.
Fringe as in Alta.
Yes.
Not Fridge. Not Fridge as in white goods.
It sounded interesting.
You were sort of back, you fell back asleep while I was playing.
I was kind of dozing.
Instantly Fast Beats Show, Fast Food Phone Mix on Radio Sega, I am told. The time slot's still being arranged. So if. Basically, it'll just follow mine. Whenever that's good, it'll just follow mine. Sega. I've already got the Radio Sega record. I've got the Radio Sega record already, a number of listeners. Yeah. Oh yeah. He did have one more question, and it was for you. I think he was saying the Earth character be more violent, and he was asking you this.
Violent or moodier?
Violent, I think it was.
No, it was a question between the two, actually.
Same thing. Should the Earth character be more moody or violent?
It's always going to be violence, because the more moody you get...
Violence!
It's too emo, so you don't want to get too much in the emotions.
Emo Earth art.
No.
That's dangerous.
I know.
Dangerous area there.
I think that was just for Earth, but we have a whole forum chock full of these things, and we've already been running.
A massive argument's already started about
what?
Doom and Nukem and everything else under the sun.
Don't get me wrong, I played Doom when I was a child, and that may be far fetched for somebody to hear when, you know, if you know my mother. But
yeah, actually, the fact that you played Doom surprises the hell out of me.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I played with my dad in this workplace. He got all of his computers all networked up, so he played with, you know, co-op play and stuff like that. My brother ended up just killing us all pretty regularly, but yeah, I definitely say Doom would probably be my second, you know, first-person shooter influence, definitely.
Okay, on to... the forum, the Inferior Online forum, where we've got the question thread. Incidentally, you can also send in questions by PMing me in the IRC chat room. That's either IRC chat room, presumably. Mm-hmm. You can send an email in advance to Radio Redux, all one word, at sonicrex.com. You can send a message to me on Twitter, which is at sonicrex. Or you can, you know, send a pigeon. With your message staples to its breast.
The last one didn't make it. So.
No, the last one didn't make it. It was very tasty, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides, more with... Like, I don't think they realised that you shouldn't use seagulls, really.
Yeah. But also, we have the forum as well on SonicRex.com.
But yes, there is a specific forum thread for this, so we're going to go through these.
Definitely one of the most reliable.
Talaku has, like, 10 questions...
Just kind of carouse through them and not dwell on them too heavily.
Mm-hmm. To both of us, how was your first Christmas together?
Hectic.
Hectic.
You and your mother were running around and I sat there and watched you. It was pretty much the equivalent.
That was pretty much it, actually, wasn't it?
I was like, what?
I can't even remember what happened.
I do. That's because I was watching instead of moving. She was cooking, you were sorting. You didn't. Neither of you would sit down. I was sitting there just going, what am I supposed to do? And then I got shoved a reindeer and then I ate it, so.
Yeah. Shoved a reindeer in your face. Eat that.
Yep, pretty much.
And you just went, nom, 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 nom. And that was
well,
the end of it.
I don't say no to chocolate, so.
Never says no to chocolate.
Well, why? Who would?
Okay, have you seen Christmas Blast?
Oh, that's the one you got me on DVD for the Christmas before.
Indeed, I did get you that on DVD. In fact, it's downstairs, I think.
Yeah.
But actually, no, I haven't.
Well, I don't know if it's got a regional block on it either. We'll have to check.
We'll have to check that. I think it does have region encoding on it.
By the way,
it would be kind of sad.
YouTube it or something. We'll find it. Wouldn't surprise me somehow, but we'll see. I thought it was.
Question three, to you, Echo.
Yes.
How was the show with the Night Skies? Third season in a row they've appeared, if you include the Rex Factor in season two.
Oh my god, that stuff was awesome. We always love having them around, because it's always fun. And then they stayed the night, they were just that cool, so.
No, they were that drunk.
That too. But we were just. I mean, if you think the show was great, you could think of how the whole evening basically went. So, I mean, it's always fun to have him around. And it was Niazi's birthday yesterday.
Yes, he was 25.
Happy
happy birthday to Digi Valentine.
Yes.
There. Indeed.
You don't need drugs, you just need a few booze. Jack Daniels and Lucozade, baby. And Lynn to mix it all up. Oh my word.
Hey, number one Phil seemed to be number one Phil's listening in. Hello, Phil.
Okay.
He's one of our top Sega fans.
Is he?
And followers on the Sega Twitter. He works he does some reviews for Men Have Wings, I think it is. But yes, he remembers Rise of the Triad.
Oh, good God, get off of it.
No! Bring it back.
No.
Start a campaign.
Dear, dear.
I think Blue Blur's listening in, because now Sega thinks druggy Sonic should be in Sonic 4. Whoa! Whoa!
Woo! I think he is going to be druggy.
Whoa!
We'll see what the special zone looks like in 3D.
Whoa, it's breaking my mind, man.
If you think Green Hill Zone looked good in 3D, let's see what the special zone looks like. Honestly.
Well, it's not in... Oh, yeah, beyond, you mean HD, yeah.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, that. If you're having a problem on SSR, switch to Radio Sega. Message from Sinister Swiss. Indeed. Even DC's now messaging to me. Rise the Triad, the shooter where you had the hand of God? Yes, you had the hand of God, as well as like the ultimate weapon. And he just gave balls of plasma and just destroyed everything. Everyone remembers Rise of the Triad. Earthbot says hire me to work on Rise of the Triad 2. Rise of the Triad 1 wasn't that big a seller, dude.
Apparently it was.
Anyway.
Apparently it will be.
A massive image screenshot of Saturday Morning Sonic. If you haven't checked out Saturday Morning Sonic, it's literally just SaturdayMorningSonic.com, and it's got a load of stuff about Satam. Sally send me a screenshot highlighting me. Did you know that Saturday Morning Sonic even mentioned you? Yes I did.
If he didn't, he knows now.
Lots of love for SMS.com. Lots of love. Like what they do. Did you know that Todd Kusho from the Sonic Show appeared in Smash Tasm under the name Skylar Falcon?
No.
What's Smash Tasm?
Well, here's the thing. because when you guys put up these questions, if you say did you know, we're just kind of...
Did you know? Yeah, Blake needs to update the did you know.
It's going to be like one of our did you know, it's like, eh, that's
did
not
we
a
know?
Good question.
Because the only answer to a did you know question is either going to be yes or no.
No, it's just, we can't do that anymore, guys, come on.
I'm going to look what Smashtasm is, because I don't blast it now.
Why are you looking it up on Google? And just
oh, it's the Machinima series.
I've been pretty good with following Machinima, but I haven't seen that one yet.
Blake asks, because that was No My God you just slipped in there.
Shut up! Oh! Really
Echo got into a bit of a habit of saying, oh my God, at one point. Oh my God. So, Blake Draco, who does all the show notes for us, actually has sort of an active count going. Are you actually gnashing your teeth at that?
No. Why do we do the stupid count?
Yeah, Blake takes that as a yes then.
Arse. Everybody's mocking me.
Everyone's mocking you.
It's not because I'm a Southern Valley girl. Oh, wait, that kind of is. I was born in California. Southern California, to be very specific. Anyway, you've got a shite load of stuff.
Yeah, we got stuff.
Everybody's, you've got to fly faster, man. We're not.
Oh, well, we got some time. We've got like 11 minutes or so. Hedgy Lightning, who requested Veja's Rex Factor entry, incidentally, so blame Hedgy Lightning at Veja. Is Echo one of the mail order brides?
I'm gonna have to say no.
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 It doesn't work that way. Wasn't really how it worked out. I haven't seen any money, frankly, so I'm a little confused.
What was your first appearance on the Sonic scene?
Who? You?
Me,
you.
I suppose.
Oh, God.
What was my first... I don't know. What do you mean by that? Well, Hedge Lightning, explain!
Oh dear, he's going into his crazy...
Emperor Dalek again. Explain!
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, I guess... Probably means, like, when you first did Sonic Rex, I would assume. Because, I mean, you...
2004.
Before that was...
July 2004.
You did your own little Kev's Kingdom, and then you made Sonic
Rex.
Oh,
yeah, KevsKingdom.com.
And Sonic Rex just kind of...
Sonic Rex was spin off from that, and then people actually liked something I did for once.
Oh, stop.
Well, no, it's only people actually liked what I did for once and started getting it, actually got a bit of a bit of traction. Unless, of course, you mean which game was I involved in first. I've been working longer than that. The first game I was actually involved in promoting was probably Sonic Rush Adventure. I think, maybe?
I don't know.
Yes, in fact, I think it's probably... People being aware of you being about was half of the fan base still doesn't know who I am, so...
Yeah, so I don't know if
it's a work in progress. I'd say you're looking at late 2000s. Probably the Mario and Sonic thing was the first time that people were really, really aware of me.
Yep. After you
probably
your leg up. You messed your foot up, or was it your leg, or was it your arm? I forget. Mm.
DC has a question, since this is Q&A UK and EH. Do we want to see Avenue Q or Wicked? Presumably this is him taking us out at last.
At last, he needs to set a date, but we're going to see Avenue Q.
Oh, we're going to see Avenue Q.
Because he's been owing us. He said he wanted to give us a
DC owes us, incidentally, a
birthdays,
load of stuff.
Christmas, he's completely just... And Easter now, I mean, honestly.
Oh!
He's just falling behind, man.
Avenue Q, if we have a choice.
Absolutely. I want some good food and I want some Avenue Q.
Good food and Avenue Q. You've heard it here, DC.
Come on, man. Cough up the goods.
Cough up those goods.
Oh, no. Not those goods. No.
Mouse clicks are too loud, apparently.
Mouse
the mouse is about half a meter away from the mic.
The mouse is about as far away as I am. And if it's louder than me, I wouldn't surprise. I am trying to be somewhat quieter, since I feel like an obnoxious, overgrown elephant in the room half the time.
Did Becky just say arse? She's learning to speak proper English.
I like feck, too, to be perfectly honest. I love that word. You guys are genius for inventing it, or whoever did. Maybe it was Irish or something.
Yes, Erfurt owes me. Erfurt owes me, incidentally.
Oh, for crying because out loud. We're calling y'all out now.
Everyone owes me everything.
Why are
Give me love! No. Erfurt, the famous Cornishman. My family built your lighthouse.
Yeah, we found that last week.
The
Lizard Lighthouse.
The Lizard Lighthouse. My family built it.
So good.
So, you owe me.
Your lives.
You owe me. Firstborn. You owe me 1% of your entire trade in perpetuity. that docks in Cornwall. I've decided. I see.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
His family raided it. Apparently. See, there we go. There we go. That's the Sonic fan base for you. I go create something and they go and raid it and destroy it.
If we build a lighthouse, will he come and raid it?
If you build it, he will come and muck it up.
Oh dear. It's my mouse clicks. What?
I don't know.
Whatever, Blake. Apparently you're...
One day there's going to be a box showing up at your door. It'll have stuff inside, says DC.
Hopefully not him. Yeah. That would be a little scary.
He plundered it.
He plundered it. Nice.
Not the first thing he's plundered, allegedly.
Oh!
Oh!
Yes, quite.
I've got no idea what was going there.
We're just mucking about.
Yeah. Magus Garkhan says, did you enjoy your break from the show? Yes, because I was pretty much burnt out by the end of the last
two. Yeah.
What was it, 42 shows?
Oh, you were
over the year. I was completely screwed. And the ongoing health crap as well, probably.
Yep, but we're
still ongoing, incidentally. Loads of fun.
We'll get that. We're getting a scan done, next month? So.
Yeah, I've got a
CT scan.
I've got a CT scan.
For the brain.
First week of May.
Because the doctor said...
Because my brain is...
stressed.
Because I'm all messed up.
From something that happened, 11 years
ago? All messed up. Oh, yeah. God. That was great. I'm not going to go into that.
I suppose.
I was on my birthday 2 years back, I was out with some friends, and my evening finished... being attacked from behind at a bus stop and then somebody teeing off on my head with their feet.
Is that what they call it in football? Teeing off?
Well, that's more golf.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then, if you remember the outrun, the rest thing, on the way back from that, something happened and then I was in this massive pain in my eye. And all sorts of crap started coming out of it.
Oh, yeah, from when you came back.
But apparently my ongoing headaches and things have nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that my parents divorced 14 years ago.
14, yeah.
Apparently, as soon as... This is fantastic, this doctor. Oh, yeah, well, screw that. this doctor said...
Old fella.
Quack is the appropriate term. But as soon as you found out on my background that my parents were, it was all down to that.
Oh,
God. So the massive head trauma and the incident on the airplane had nothing to do with it. And it's due to the fact that my parents were, which I'm actually completely fine about.
frankly.
Yeah. And the situation's been fine for 11 years, so it's not ridiculous. Edward 850 shows me a comic by the look of things.
What kind of stuff does DC send us besides that mattress?
I'm trying to think, not for resale. Red Fox and Psy Guy have already sort of gone there with Sonic on LSD in the Special Zone.
Sweet.
For not for resale.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for that, that's an awesome comic.
I actually do like not for resale. I actually applied to be an artist for them, and they would have accepted, but they didn't have any scripts at the time for me, so...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's just how into it I was. It's like they do a lot of hand-drawn comics as well. Some of them are just, pretty awesome. Definitely check it out if you got some time and you want to, burn it.
It contains booty, apparently. Which just sends a big case of arse.
Agreed. What did you plunder? Cough it up.
No. Back to the...
Questions.
Let's have a quick music...
Message.
Quick music break.
No.
The first song that somebody says that's cool in the Radio Sega IRC chat room I will play, as long as I've got it.
Oh, choosy.
Sonic one. Yeah, but yeah, if the SSR one would like to request one, then I'll be down with that as well, and we'll play both. So who's going to be first is the question. As I flick randomly... Edward 50 asks for what I'm made of, so we'll have that. Yeah, pretty much. And then after that, we'll be playing whatever the Radio Sega forum... IRC comes up with first.
Yeah.
Be back soon.
Yeah.
Fire, 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 fire.
had to shave it, Sega Mark. We don't know what, and goodness knows what it actually is. First person to come back with something was Enigma Nato, and they said My Sweet Passion, which, considering the second one was the Sonic Underground theme, perhaps we should be grateful that it was that. But yeah, I don't know. It's apparently about the a Sphinx cat and shaving that, and nothing at all to do with, you know, lower extremities or anything covered in hair that may be otherwise suggestive, allegedly.
This is Amy.
So
the darkest they got was, I know that they cursed on one of the level ones if you have the vocals, and they said,
"You're damn right, Knuckles."
Yeah, I was like, "What? Did they get away with it? What?" Like, but they don't play that on the.
Where was the first curse words? Damn right, Knuckles.
Yeah, it was freaking Sonic saying that to Knuckles.
Never mind that all the, you know, Sonic X is like, Tails swearing every 5 seconds. Cheat, cheat, cheat! In Japanese.
Does he really? Okay, yeah. Lord. That wouldn't surprise me.
Several times in the Japanese Sonic X.
He swears.
Oh, yeah. They're,
that's great.
Tails is a very foul mouth. That's awesome. Anyone who's met him in person will testify to.
Awesome.
I blame hanging around Vegeta too much.
Yeah, frankly, he's a bad influence.
Right, back to Tanaka's questions very quickly. Okay, did you know that I moved the entry for Sonic HQ at Urban Dictionary? No, but well done. God, it's a question for Charmy.
Oh, no.
There's two questions for Charmy.
You have to get him out of the box.
Do I have to get Charmy out of a box?
Yep.
I'm not sure which box we put Charmy in.
Well, there's only so many boxes.
Very False Feet's being very violent tonight.
Cool.
Say what says, does Amy Rose use Veet or Sonic's Gillette? No, she uses Dove. She uses Dove. Put it on her Christmas list once, I remember.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Flicky, was it? Are you sure?
She uses the sharpened beak of a flicky bird to actually, yeah, she squeezes it to make it open its beak, and then it clamps down again when she unsqueezes, and then tugs them out one by one.
Oh man, now we're thinking of legs now.
Mm-hmm. Legs, yeah, definitely legs. Ed 850 asks, wait, so what is your job exactly?
Not this again. Only once per series will we end.
Once per series, so you get lucky. Well, my job, I'm the webmaster of SonicRex.com, your alternate Sonic-related website. Mm-hmm. I also happen to be, the Sega guy for community at Sega. Mm-hmm. I'm cool like that, you see. And this one here, This is the YF, this is Echo Hawk, who is also a member of staff of SonicRex. That should answer your question, really. So much more we can sort of do with that.
Pretty much. Well, that's the short version, anyway. Besides all
that, is the short version. Yeah. Margus Garkan asks, "Give me chaos,
or give you death." No.
No, he just demands that we give him chaos, and no. It's not your birthday.
I don't think Knuckles. Yeah, would be
until
cool
you didn't say please. You know, we'd have to break open the Chaos Emerald, the Master Emerald rather, and then everything's going to go really weird. We'd have to make sure that Angel Island's in a good position over the sea.
Yeah,
doesn't land on anyone.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Get all the fishing boats out of the area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need Knuckles' say-so as well.
Yeah, that's never going to
happen. And you've got to go through lots of paperwork and stuff. It's not really worth it. And what are you going to do with Chaos?
Let's not think about that.
No, let's not think about that too deeply, actually.
Yeah,
because it could be anything.
And we'll leave it at that, probably. Uh-oh.
I've written this dude likes Deeper from SA2, and I agree with you. That's a really cool song. Bless you. You did sneeze then, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
God. Charmy. Question for Charmy. What do you think of this image I made of you and your colleagues? Actually, that's quite a nice sprite.
Espio looks like he wants to murder him, though.
That's really good. I like that.
I like the vector one, yeah.
I like that. Oh, we've got to ask Charmy, though.
Charmy looks very similar to the one you used.
So. It could be. Well, it might have been used. I don't know. This is really good. It was really good. I like Espio.
I think he was asking Charmy, not you.
Yeah, I know, but I can't seem to find Charmy at the moment. Hang on, I've got to post this link in both IRCs. Excuse me. If you're wondering what this is what it is. I quite like that. Mm-hmm. As for Charmy, I'm done the Charmy voice in a while.
Do I have to grapple your special place in order to get your voice that high?
You've never had to do that before.
That's true.
So please don't start. You leave the wedding vegetables alone, thank you.
Alright.
You know, I don't know where to start with charting.
Well,
shiny! Well, that's sort of close, isn't it?
That's pretty close. Once you start...
Why are people asking me questions? Because, that's just bad.
Yeah, that's close, though. It's
why are people asking me questions, Vector?
I'll go with it. I'm not Vector. What the hell are you looking at me for?
I want you to try and do a Vector voice.
Oh, hell no. I'm not, no.
Echo, why don't you do an Espio, a rara Vector voice?
Because
I can't remember what the characters' names are. He's always like this. Be quiet, Espio.
We've all been away for a while, so it's been a while.
Well, I get back into practice. It's the entire
thing. You're never in practice. What do I... I'm not even going to say where you might possibly practice, but you're not...
What?
You're not going to practice. You don't practice.
No, I was going to say about doing the thing, going from Jamie to SBO to Vector.
God,
or
from... Me.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that, isn't it?
I don't know. Do it in the mirror sometime when I'm asleep, so I don't know. I'll be like, what the hell is going on?
Ask me, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. Jamie's still here! So something like that.
Yeah. Kind of like, old stuff. Yeah, I just, yeah.
Charlie came of age. That sounds like Chip. That doesn't sound like Chip at all.
No, you know Chip.
Hey, Sonic! Hey, it's Radio Redux, people.
Oh, God. Put him back in the
box.
Want
some chocolate?
No.
Hey, you, sitting on the chair there.
Oh, God. Yes.
You American?
Yes.
Are you from Empire City?
No. We don't have an Empire City. But I've been to...
What? But I went there. I went there with Sonic.
And I'm sure he was the big furry monster for you.
Chip sounds a little like the Stone Sonic. He so does
a
not.
A little bit, I know.
Blake says it's that damn Super Oprah Oprah. Yeah, it's Super Oprah Oprah's fault.
Oh, dear.
Sarah Fox says get Chawa out of the box. No.
Oh, we've already had him out of the box. We put him back. It's probably best. Chawa.
Don't do Chip. Is there any Sonic character AUK can't do the voice of? It was written this day. Yes,
Sonic.
All of them.
No, Sonic.
I can't
do
all of them.
He can't do Sonic for the life.
I can't do Heavy and Bomb. No, I can't do Heavy and Bomb because they don't have a voice.
Yeah, they don't. It's like, oh God. But no, you've done Cream, but you've kind of
got Cream. Cream, you've got to go so high.
I don't know.
Please be more careful with our only clue. God's sake. I can't do Rouge either.
Well, no. It's
easy to do, because it's just like ripping your vocal cords apart. Hey, get back here. I'm actually an alien. I'm descended from aliens.
No, genies. Genies.
It was genies, but then it became aliens.
And what was that genie called again from...
I can't remember.
It was like Gatekeeper or Archangel.
Oh, it was called Angelus, the Gatekeeper.
Yeah, seriously.
Which was like, yeah, I was just like, when it was when I started, it was like, I was like, huh, where have you got that name from then? Sega, who was looking at my website at the time, and I know this because we had tracks.
I love the idea that they pulled away from your Redux and called it a big stupid genius name.
So what you're going to do, Caliburn? No!
Caliburn's like, you know, the formal... Mm. I haven't even played that game enough. I hurt my arm playing it, and I said...
Hedgehog just sounds like Jet. Everyone now thinks everything I do sounds like the Stone Sonic, apparently.
Well, for one.
Whoa!
That's about as close
Wow! Welcome to the Jet Room!
Oh, God, no.
Welcome to Jet Ball Whizzer!
Oh, dear.
You must be over 1 meter to ride Jet
You've
Ball Whizzer!
You got Big? Come on, where's Big? Do Big.
Do Big.
You can do Big.
Raggy!
Yes.
That's lame. I can do voices that sound like I'm trying to do voices.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
I think someone else asks, can you do an Amy AUK?
That's one of the...
If by do an Amy, if by Amy means stalk you over the best part of 12 years, then I don't know, I've got time.
I wouldn't mind, frankly.
Can you do Satire and Botnik or just Robotnik? Actually, I can't really do... I haven't really tried to do Eggman or Robotnik.
Yeah.
Snively! No, terrible.
Try not to do
it. I haven't seen Satam in ages.
I know. We have the DVD.
It's that hedgehog. I haven't seen it in ages.
Hedgehog?
AUK me. No. No. Very bad.
I don't know. I have never tried an Amy voice or a Rouge voice, which could be in my range, to be honest. I've just never tried. Mm. I could probably definitely sink into a Rouge.
I'll try and come up with a new voice for next week. How about that?
Okay. Or
God help us.
Or Sega could just come out with a new game so they could make another predictable character so you can just kind of adopt that voice as well.
I can do Shade.
You can do Shadow, which isn't that far from Espio.
Shadow is a more emo Espio.
Basically, yeah.
Espio's more tired and worn out. As if he's been coping with the chaotics for so goddamn long. You know, I have to live with this bee. It won't shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Whereas, I am Shadow the Hedgehog. I am slightly more mysterious. I have to piece together the forgotten pieces of my past. Slightly more emphasizing every single voice. Every single piece of a sentence has to be highlighted.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind that. Whatever happened to Mighty? Well, it's funny enough, that's one of the questions coming up.
Oh, damn.
We're going to end these questions soon after this.
Yeah. Well,
another question for Charmy. Well, stop asking Charmy questions. It means I have to do a stupid voice.
They love Charmy, though.
He was shot out of a cannon into the sun. There you go.
And you know,
Mighty got a desk job at Sega Korea.
Oh, God.
There we go. That's the new official line.
It's probably been
Mighty got a desk job at Sega Korea. It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. Didn't realize there was a Korean branch of Sega.
I do believe there is.
Wouldn't surprise
me. But I'm pretty certain there was the.
Well, you wouldn't want to mess with.
Resident SD says I need to voice a character in a Sega game. Then there will be definite voice I can do.
Well, yeah, that.
But Sega
would
make gonna become Select's next sidekick. Sooner than you think. It all makes sense when you think about it in a slightly weird way.
Oh, my word in heaven.
Blue Burn needs a fix of our awesome.
Well, we've got 2 hours now, so.
Please make High Sonic. I think I've started a meme inadvertently. Okay.
Oh,
High Sonic. Yeah.
High Sonic?
That's High Chip.
I have no idea what I sound
like. Hey, Sonic.
Whoa,
Sonic.
I can't. Don't make me do it. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can sing Jigglypuff's voice perfectly.
There's something weird in this ice cream, Sonic.
There's always something weird in that ice cream. That crazy son of a gun. I wish that ice cream was real. It was that good looking for me. I really wanted that ice cream bad.
I think it wasn't Sega Korea closed down. I don't think they were. I think they did. I think they arranged the Unleashed. Little Big Planet DLC.
Oh, that, yeah.
I think that was sort of done via them. There isn't a Sega Azerbaijan Sonic Mark. There should be, though.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well,
we're actually, there is something I'd like to mention about Sega Rovs. There was like a fan group going around. There was a bunch of fans going around including ringing up people in the fan base, saying they were from Sega of the Virgin Islands, which was like a community group. If you have ever got contacted by these people, they are absolutely nothing to do with Sega and have no right to be talking as Sega. If they have contacted you, okay, with the aim to do this, we're going to shut these guys down because so they had the URL and stuff and contact. I know a couple of people came to me and said, you know, do you know anything about these guys? It's completely false.
Okay,
completely false. So if you ever have got contact with them regarding a fan game or a remix or anything like that, okay, and saying that Sega want you to get you involved and to get maybe doing paying for stuff and getting in the game, it's completely false. Don't go for it. It's completely false. Sega of the Vatican does exist. Sega of the Vatican does exist.
Why the hell are you? It's one city. It's a couple of streets, you dumb blar.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, it would sound pretty obvious sake of the Virgin Islands, for goodness sake, but the fact that they were actually bringing fans up.
That's a bit dumb.
And pretending to be Sega.
That's a bit dumb.
Well, it's more a question of, like, how have you got these people's numbers as well?
I'm sure they're listening.
Incredibly dodge.
Eh, whatever. Just tell them off and tell them everything.
Indeed. Right, we did have last couple of questions on this, and then we'll have one piece of music, and then we'll all go home.
I know which piece of music we should close on.
What piece of music should we close on, Echo, then?
I'm trying to think of what it's called.
You knew it!
It's the Mephiles Fight. It's the second half, not the first half. If you do Sonic 06 or Mephiles, I'd
argue. Mephiles.
Mephiles. I like Mephiles better. I know there's all sorts of... Mephiles. I don't know. It sounds like syphilis. It's not a good combination.
Not really, no.
So, no, there's a part two to it, and I can't think of what it's
called. Solaris Phase 2?
No, not Solaris. Well, that's going to be just...
Iblis Phase 3?
No. You're really bad at this. No, it should be just... I'll find it before... Just keep going. I'll find it. What's the next question, anyway?
Do you like... what do you think of my new avatar, says Teleku?
Okay.
That's quite nice.
He's
a bat hedgehog with boobs. Mm. Yeah, there's only... What are you doing?
I'm searching for it, because... Phase 2. Right there.
What? Wasn't. Never mind.
I found it.
Oh, never mind.
We have another question. We're not done yet.
We do indeed have another question.
Get it. I want to see it.
Last one. Did you know that Richard Jakes will be composing, well, has composed the music of a video game adaptation of Alice in Wonderland? And the answer was yes.
Yep.
Because he did a thing on Radio 1, I believe it was.
Yes, that is correct. And so.
But Alice in Wonderland is pretty major.
Who's doing
title?
Who's doing? What's the developer? I think was
the developer of that. I can't recall. Doesn't matter. A movie adaptation license to do the music for that is actually quite a major thing.
Yeah.
Might mean nothing. Might be nothing to you and me, but actually from a reputation point of view, that's actually a pretty big.
Well, he's always busy.
Pretty big landmark for Richard, actually.
Yeah. But I guess we're at the 2-hour mark.
We're more or less there.
So do you want to leave it at that?
I think we will leave it at that, actually. We're going to have this last piece of music, Mephiles Phase 2 from Sonic 06. And then we'll do a little roundup and go home, except we're already at home, of course.
But next week we might try something different.
Next week we'll have stuff. Competition results, definitely, next week.
We better.
It's a question of finding time to do them.
Something like that.
But
Stay tuned to Sonic Rex in case there are any changes, updates, anything.
Go to sonicrex.com. There's lots of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, obviously.
Including a Gmod picture of a load of Omar Chow hassling Blaze the Cat.
We don't know where that came from.
Yeah. I know where it's from. It's from facepunch.com.
Okay.
But yeah, check that out if you fancy a laugh about Omar Chow. Anyway, here's the music.
Yeah.
Doesn't believe in so just did it.
Yeah, just okay. Kind of went, eh.
All nice. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. We'll mess with it later.
We'll sort this.
By next week, we'll have the shizzle down for shizzle my grizzle, etc., etc., etc. But, I guess it's the end of 2 hours of the debut of season 5 of Radio Redux.
Yeah, 2 hour show kicking off. No Fast Feet following on Radio Sega afterwards. Not today, but next week, certainly. Fast Feet Slow Mix will arrive.
And we'll have Mark's show eventually here.
And, we got next week, the Sonic Hour will return on
hopefully
Sega Sonic Radio. Hopefully. But if they're not prompt with their startup, you'll need to head over to Radio Sega first, because we'll start up on there, and then once they're done, yeah, we'll
we wouldn't want to intrude on, you know,
we wouldn't want to intrude on, you know, Satam Fisher.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Anyway, that's all for this week on Radio Redux. We'll be back same time, same place is.
Places?
Well, we're in multiple places, aren't we?
Right.
Everyone wants to talk to Echo afterwards, apparently, so on that basis alone, just to let you know, she will be on her MSN.
And everything else.
Straight afterwards.
Yes, because I got a few things to do. So.
I've been at Gen GK. She's been Echo Hawk.
You said it for me. I'm going to say it next time. Yeah.
Okay. I've been Archange UK.
And I've been Echo Hawk.
She has, you know.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.